Well, Jason Clifford, you've got some pretty good chances at the meeting at Tattersalls Park in Hobart on Sunday. You're taking four to the races, and they all look good chances.
Yeah, no, they look good chances, especially if the rain comes and we get a soft track.
Now, let's talk about, first of all, in race four, the Racing Awards maiden over 1,100 metres. Three-year-olds and up, you've got Last Hurrah, the top weight, having its first start for you. What can we expect?
Yeah, well, when I got the horse from another stable, he was quite green and still quite immature, but he's really starting to show me that he's got a bit of ability. Trialled nice, and it's just got a little bit of a virus, so it's put us a little bit of a setback, but I think he'll run a really nice race first up, and I think he might have a nice little future.
In race seven, the Brendan McCool handicap over 1,600, you've got two runners, Milicello and Terra Run. Milicello to be ridden by Brendan McCool, he's got a chance to win his own race. Let's first of all talk about Milicello. He is a nice horse and a good last start second.
Yeah, no, Milicello's got a lot of ability, and he's exceptionally good on a heavy track. Probably won't get those conditions this weekend. The rain seems to be dodging Elwick, so we might have to settle for a probably best side of slow. Yeah, so he ran a nice race the other day at 1,400 on a slow track, and mile will only be better for him, and he's probably one of the best chances for the day.
Well, Terra Run the stable, mate, there was nothing wrong with his first up win. First up over 1,600 metres 2 weeks ago. He's back up, Ronan Keogh back aboard with a 2 kilo claim. He's going to be right there if he reproduces that form.
Yeah, well, I set him for the mile first up, and, you know, you have your little dreams where you think that you could win a mile first up, it all worked out good, so I was very impressed with the way he did it, and, you know, he'd been out for a bit of a spell, so it's not that easy to do when you're an eight-year-old horse.
In race eight, you were going to run Tribute, but something got amiss with Tribute?
Yeah, just stumbled on a route, and he'll miss this week and be back in a fortnight.
In the ninth race, you've got the top weight Rocky Times, again beat Brendan McCool to ride. He resumes from a spell. He had two wins, then a fourth just prior to being spelled. Has he come back as well as you expected?
Yeah, he's come back really good, and I like this horse. I think he's a really nice horse, and I think he's got a good future. And he'll run a very good race on the weekend. Whether it's on top of the ground or wet, I think this horse has got a good future.
He comes up against Heartbreak Lass, who was impressive winning first up a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, she's very talented. I really like her. I reckon she just looks like a real racehorse. And she did everything wrong and still won. But I think I like my horse. I think he's a really nice horse. And I think he's going to have a good future and go somewhere.
All right, well, all the best with your four runners at Tattersalls Park on Sunday, Jason. Hope you can walk away with at least one winner.
All right, thanks, Pete.